This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, when we're talking about algae in lakes, there can be good kinds and bad kinds. It can be a vital photosynthesizing component of an underwater ecosystem, or it can multiply wildly and be toxic to people and animals in and around the water. So the more we can learn about why these harmful algae blooms happen, the more we can do to prevent them. Our next guest looked at the impact of climate change on those blooms and found less of a link than previously thought. Grace Wilkinson is an assistant professor at the UW-Madison Center for Limnology. Grace, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on.
Well, before we get into your research on climate change and these algae blooms, can you talk about why these algae blooms, the bad kinds, are such a big deal in our lakes?
Yeah, absolutely. So algal blooms are really bad for the health of lake ecosystems, particularly when there's just a lot of algal growth. So we probably all know those times where we've looked at a lake and it sort of looks like pea soup or it's really green. And of course, they're not pleasant to be around either. They smell bad. They look terrible. It's not fun to be on that lake boating or recreating or just to be around it. And as you mentioned, some blooms also produce toxins, and those can be very harmful to humans as well as our pets and other wildlife. And so we really don't want these harmful algal blooms to be around in our lakes.
We hear people talking about blue-green algae or cyanobacteria. That's one of the ones we really worry about, right?
Absolutely. And some of those taxa or species of cyanobacteria can produce those toxins that we worry so much about and are often monitoring our waters for.
The thinking has been that climate change, generally warmer weather, was going to make these algae blooms worse and more common. Again, before we get to your research, why did we think that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just like us humans, often algae really like it when it's warm, right? So they enjoy the hot weather, the warm temperatures. They can grow faster, acquire nutrients faster, all of those processes that they do to grow. And so if temperatures are rising, it's going to make the waters warmer, and the algae really like that. It also tends to make the water a bit more stable. So in terms of the warm water at the top of the lake, or what we refer to as the epilimneon, versus the colder water in the bottom, it tends to keep those layers really strongly stratified, and the algae really benefit from that as well. And so for a while, lake scientists have suspected that blooms would be getting worse in lakes because of these rising temperatures.
So you tried to figure out, okay, is this really happening? How did you do that?
Yeah, so my colleagues and I really wanted to know if our perceptions and our ideas about how blooms might have been changing over the past few decades was actually matched by the data. And so we looked around at a number of different state agencies and other databases that had been put together, and we found over 300 lakes that had data on the algal amount of algae in the water, what we call the algal biomass, that had over the past decade. So these were data sets that had been collected by state agencies, by volunteers, by other academic scientists like myself for at least the past decade, measuring the amount of algal biomass in the lake. And we looked at those over 300 lakes to examine whether or not there were any trends or how algal blooms were changing. Were they getting worse, more intense, more severe? Were they staying the same, or were they actually getting better?
And
what we found, surprisingly, was about 1 in 10 lakes, so about 11% of lakes, are getting worse. Algal blooms were intensifying. So maybe they were increasing in their severity, or they were sticking around longer, their duration was longer. But what we found, and was very surprising to us, was that actually 1 out of 6 lakes, or about 16%, are getting significantly better. So more lakes actually have algal blooms becoming less intense than more intense. And that was, of course, very surprising to us, because we had assumed that because temperatures are rising all over the globe, that we would see that algal blooms are getting worse in most lakes.
Talking to Grace Wilkinson with the UW-Madison Center for Limnology, looking at harmful algae blooms in our lakes here in the state and the role climate change might play in making it worse. Maybe it's not, at least so far, it looks like from this research. So, Grace, if climate change isn't the variable, what is it do we think that might make a lake over there get worse over time, a lake over here get better over time?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so we wanted to dig in a little bit more to try to understand that exact thing. Why were lakes responding so differently to what seemed like a driver that was happening everywhere, climate change? We did find some evidence, but it was mostly anecdotal, that water quality policies, so things like the Clean Water Act, may be helping lakes that are getting better. But unfortunately, we couldn't explicitly include those in our models and our analysis just because there's not enough concrete data out there. There's not a central repository where lake managers put in the information about what's happening in their watersheds or their lakes. So that's really hard to get at. And we actually had to rely a lot on local news stations and newspapers for stories about lake restoration that was happening. So we have some evidence of that. But I think more interestingly, what we did find was a really interesting interaction between extreme storms, so extreme precipitation events, and lakes that were already really rich in nutrients. So algae really love nutrients. It helps them grow. They need that phosphorus and that nitrogen. And so lakes that already have a lot of that, if the storms that occur during the summer are getting more and more severe and more extreme, then those lakes were more likely to be getting worse algal blooms over time. But in the same sort of lake that was nutrient rich, but storms were actually getting less and less intense over the summer, those lakes were more likely to be getting substantially better in terms of algal blooms. So while it's not this temperature climate change hypothesis that we all were assuming was going to be at play, there is sort of this interaction in terms of climate change and how it's changing our precipitation patterns or our storms. And that's certainly something that we're experiencing right here in Wisconsin.
When it comes to human contributions to these algae blooms in our lakes, are there things we know that make things worse, or at least raise the potential to make things worse, the sorts of things we do in a watershed?
Absolutely. So nutrient inputs, that nitrogen and phosphorus into lakes, are what's fueling those algal blooms. And so everything that we can do to control those nutrient inputs is really important. So we often refer to that as eutrophication, or the additional enrichment of nutrients in the water. And so any way that we can control the nutrients that we're putting onto land, or control that those nutrients that we are putting onto the land not getting into lakes, is really important. So whether those are sources in agricultural land uses, or it's urban waste, it's septic systems, all of those things contribute. And in particular, once phosphorus gets into the lakes, it gets stored into the sediments and is then slowly released again over time. And so this legacy phosphorus that's stored down in the sediments can help fuel algal blooms, even if no nutrients were added from the surrounding watershed. And so it's really important to be thinking about what we can do now to control nutrients, because it's going to help now, but it's also going to be a long-term process as that phosphorus that's stored in the sediments of some of these lakes continues to fuel blooms. So it's a long road ahead, and the interaction of this and storms, or that component of climate change, more extreme storms, is really going to be changing in the future as well. And so we need to be adaptive in how we manage our nutrients, not just what we're doing now and is working, but what's going to work in the future because of these extreme storms.
Well, let me throw, a good news read on your research here, Grace. If climate change was making all lakes inexorably worse over the years, that might tell, you know, a local community there's not much you can do about algae blooms in your lake. But if I'm hearing you right, this isn't happening with climate change. So actions taken at that local level in a lake's watershed can make a difference. Does that sound reasonable?
Absolutely. Actions at the local level and in a watershed that reduce nutrient inputs into the lake are always going to be helpful. And I think what our study helps identify are those lakes that are maybe a little bit more at risk or susceptible to changing and getting worse based on what we've seen in the recent past. And so we can identify those lakes and put more of our very limited resources, perhaps, towards monitoring and managing those ecosystems and being better freshwater stewards. And it might also help identify some of the lakes where we don't need to be as concerned. We still need to keep a watchful eye, but maybe not put as much of our resources because those lakes might not be as much at risk.
In just our last half minute, Grace, what's the next mystery you're hoping to solve when it comes to algae and lakes?
Yeah. So I think these are exciting trends, but what we found are patterns over these 300 lakes. And so our next challenge is to really dig into the why and try to understand, just like you were saying, why this lake and not that lake is getting worse. And I think we have some exciting opportunities in the near future to be doing that and trying to understand in particular how to be better managers and freshwater stewards by answering that question.
Grace, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Grace Wilkinson, assistant professor at the UW-Madison Center for Limnology. We talked to her today about the new results of a study she led looking at harmful algae blooms in water ecosystems and whether climate change has had anything to do with their growth.